There are just over 4 months until Election Day, and polls are pointing to the possibility that Democrats will retake control of the Senate, which might include flipping the state of Iowa, where Republican Senator Joni Ernst will face Democrat Teresa Greenfield in November. For this week's Senate Tracker, let's bring in Radio Iowa News Director O.K. Henderson. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
And let's talk about the candidates. Joni Ernst, Senator Joni Ernst, elected to her seat in 2014. She is a combat veteran, and she did an interview with Fox News this week and was asked about protesters' efforts to tear down statues, including one of Andrew Jackson, who owned slaves. Let's listen.
We need to restore law and order here in the United States. And of course, we support protests. And there are still some folks that are out there protesting police brutality, racial injustice. But peaceful protests is what we are looking for, dialogue. And what we are seeing is just plain old vandalism.
Okay, interesting to hear that on the protests. How is Ernst positioning herself in this race right now?
Well, interestingly, you mentioned she's a combat veteran. She's also expressed support for the idea of renaming some of the bases around the country that are currently named for Confederate officers. And she has positioned herself firmly in the Trump camp. She's part of GOP leadership in the Senate. She has been pushing the Trump agenda, and she is hoping that, you know, maybe this is a base election and it's not about turning out independents and convincing independents that they need to vote for you.
And what about the Democrat, Teresa Greenfield? She's a businesswoman who's been talking a lot about how she grew up on an Iowa farm and also a big loss when she was in her 20s. Her first husband died. Here's a recent ad.
I was 24 and pregnant at home with a 13-month-old when I got a knock at the door. It was the priest. My husband, Rod, a union electrician, had been killed on the job. I'm Teresa Greenfield, and Social Security survivor benefits help save our family. So when I see Washington politicians take millions from Wall Street and then threaten to privatize and cut Social Security, I say no way.
What more can you tell us about Teresa Greenfield?
Well, interestingly, in the early phase of this race, she's been attempting to talk a lot about the Affordable Care Act, and you just heard her mention Social Security, two things that she is promising if elected to preserve. The other thing about this is that the Ernst campaign is trying to really highlight Teresa Greenfield's past business record in the real estate industry. They've been referring to her as Chuck Schumer's handpicked candidate. Meanwhile, the Greenfield campaign is attempting to tie Ernst with Trump. So this in many ways could be, as some of these Senate races are turning out to be around the country, a referendum on Trump.
Now, he won the state of Iowa by 9 points in 2016 after President Obama won it twice before that. If this is a referendum on Trump, how is the president doing there in Iowa right now?
Well, an Iowa poll that came out earlier this month showed the race with Biden tight. Iowa could again be a swing state. And we have some polling statewide by the Des Moines Register Iowa poll that was released on June 13th. On this particular race, it showed Greenfield ahead of Ernst 46-43. It found that for the first time, Ernst's job approval rating was, you know, what we say below the watermark. It was 49%. It also found that about 39% of those surveyed didn't know a lot about Greenfield and they hadn't yet formed an opinion about her. Interestingly, it showed that Greenfield had a huge advantage among female voters. She had a 20-point lead among female voters in that survey.
Is there a lot of outside money coming into this race?
Well, let's look back to 2014. There was $85 million spent on the race that Joni Ernst won that year. And her opponent was sitting Congressman Bruce Braley. Only 20% of that $85 million was spent by the two candidates. And you can be assured that since this is one of the targeted races by Democrats, that there's going to be tons of outside money coming in. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it far eclipses that $85 million figure from 2014.
You know, Kay, just thinking about Iowa, you're making me very nostalgic because the Iowa caucuses were one of the last trips that I took before all the shutdowns. And I just remember crisscrossing that state and then getting on a plane through Chicago back home and seeing, I think, one person with a mask, because this was in February, just at the beginning of COVID-19 in the United States. But anyway, we will, I'm sure, be watching Iowa for the next many months and leading up to this race and Election Day. Kay Henderson, Radio Iowa News Director, thank you so much.
Thank you.